Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Bond lowered. Abortion back to the Supreme Court. No veto from America at the UN. And bring a bag next time you go to Everest. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump was originally ordered to pay $464 million bond. And it was due yesterday. But a New York appeals court lowered that to $175 million, and he was given another 10 days to come up with the money. Trump's lawyer said this is a great first step towards the reversal of the baseless and reckless judgment. He also said that Trump looks forward to a full and fair appellate process. It has been 20 months since Roe v. Wade was overruled by the Supreme Court. Praise God. But now it's back in front of the Supreme Court. Mifepristone is the drug in question. 63% of all abortions now are chemical abortions using, well, there's two drugs you use, but one of them is mifepristone. In 2000, 0% of abortions were chemical abortions. Now it's 63%. So the FDA has made mifepristone much easier to obtain. Now it can be sent through the mail. The FDA originally said that this is only 7 weeks or younger, but now they've extended it to 10 weeks. And the FDA used to require a woman to have 3 in-person doctor visits, and they've lowered that down to 1. As one pro-abortion law professor said, medication abortion is one that is uniquely important at a time when abortion is a crime in a lot of places. Major issues between this administration, the Biden administration, and Israel right now. The UN Security Council approved a new resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which ends April 9th. Israel wanted the U.S. to veto it. We didn't. We abstained from voting at all. So just added to the list, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, canceled a delegation that was supposed to visit the White House this week. Climbing Mount Everest is becoming more and more popular. 1,200 people climb it every year now. Maybe you've seen pictures of lines that said at certain points of the mountain, you have to wait your turn to make it through a certain portion. And now, keep this in mind next time you climb Mount Everest, there's a new rule. Because it's so cold, things don't naturally break down. So you'll have to bring a bag with you to carry your waste. Each person climbing will be given a bag with chemicals in them which solidify human waste and make it odorless. Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, if you are familiar with Donald Trump's campaign rallies, you know they resemble heavy metal rock concerts where the crowd is beyond frenzied. That ramps up the band to become more and more outrageous. Feeding off the MAGA crowd's energy, the former president often wanders into the land of hyperbole, a loud, scary place where verbal excess is celebrated. Recently, Donald Trump put forth that if he wins in November, he will deport millions of people. Some assume he's talking about the undocumented, but I'm not so sure. So here's a partial list of those who should be worried. Senator Chuck Schumer: calling Trump anti-Semitic will be remembered. So Mrs. Schumer could be a goner. Yemen beckons. Lots of real anti-Semitism there. Joe Scarborough on the NBC payroll. He is a strident Trump basher. Therefore, it's conceivable that Morning Joe may soon be arising in a time zone far, far away. Paraguay? Nancy Pelosi, ripping up Trump's State of the Union address, is remember. She could be on her way to a place similar to San Francisco, Calcutta. Robert De Niro, yes, I'm talking to you, Travis Bickle. Word is Bobby might be headed to Easter Island. No internet. And finally, opponent Joe Biden. Through a corporate connection with Hunter, Joe may already have a numbered bank account in Ukraine, so maybe he's on his way there. If Trump wins, anything could happen. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Fausto Hernandez, New York City. The reason why Trump doesn't have a bigger lead is because the mainstream media is bitty pezzy-focking, good word, Fausto, economic issues that would hurt Biden. Also, many should be able to see what they're paying at the gas station and grocery store, but they're blinded by irrational hate. I think that's a very good analysis. Gerald Cummer, Carlsbad, California, north of San Diego. It is against the Constitution. Is it against the Constitution for the EPA to be making laws? They don't make laws. No government agency makes laws. That's only Congress makes laws. They impose regulations, and they have been given the authority to do that. If the regulation is unconstitutional, they get sued. But they don't impose laws. Only Congress can do that. David, concierge member, don't buy anything on the internet, David. Bill, I'm a conservative and have been all my life. I have absolutely no problem with our government spending money to assist Ukraine. Those that do are not looking at the big picture. Either we help Ukraine and stop Putin, or he will invade neighboring countries. So, but it's more China than Putin. China watching this. Gregory, Bill, you say there's no proof that Joe Biden received cash from Hunter and Jim. But I recall a repaid loan, and I recall $50,000 monthly or so from Hunter to Joe for rent when he stayed with his father. Okay, so I'm not going to mention the guy's name, but this comes from an ultra right-wing guy on the internet, the $50,000 rent. It's not true. The loan is the loan. Jim Biden says, yeah, Joe lent me money, I paid him back. That true? I don't know. And I hope they get to the bottom of it, the House committee. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 5 years ago, President Donald Trump declared a national emergency along the southern border. His executive order was immediately blocked by Democrats and eventually by a federal court. Here's how the situation then spiraled out of control under President Biden. During the 2016 campaign, Trump pledged to build a wall between the USA and Mexico. After budget talks fell apart with Congress, the president issued Proclamation 9844, also known as the National Emergency Concerning the Southern Border of the United States. That order diverted $8 billion to construct the wall. California and 16 other states immediately sued the White House. The order was stymied by litigation until the inauguration of Joe Biden. On his first day in office, the 46th president issued his own proclamation called the termination of the emergency along the southern border. Biden's decision was catastrophic. In 2020, the last year under Trump, 400,000 migrants breached the border. In 21, that figure exploded to 1.6 million, then 2.2 million, last year 2.5 million. And those are the undocumented people we know about. Between 2019 and today, the amount of fentanyl seized in Texas alone has tripled to 25,000 pounds. The number of child sex slaves has also increased 300%, according to the FBI. The broken border will likely hurt Joe Biden in the November vote. According to Gallup, a third of the electorate ranks illegal immigration the greatest threat to national security, more than terrorism and climate change combined. 80% of Americans say the federal government is doing a bad job handling the migrant situation. And here's something else you might not know. Since January 2021, up to 12 million illegal immigrants have entered the USA. That's more than a total number of legal immigrants who passed through Ellis Island. That processing center opened in 1892, closed 1954. During those years, 11 million people entered the USA legally at New York Harbor. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.